It's 5 in the evening. It's already dark out. I order coffee, drop my bags on the floor, and make my way to one of the few seats available, next to a pair of townies and a boy busy dunking his fingers in the tea. She's at a table in the back with 5 or 6 other people. White blonde hair, swimmer shoulders. I can't not look at her. Like when you peer over the edge of a boat and come face to face with a shark. I've got to add sugar in my coffee. I burn my tongue. I feel the hardness of the rock in which desire has become lodged, as if for all time. I look at her and she feels every corner of me. My gaze is a rope that catches her and draws her in. She looks up, sees me, she knows. We spend the night together. I drink her like I've been raised wandering the desert. I swallow her as if she were a sword, little by little and with enormous care. The hours lay over one another, blanketing us. I wake up at 5:30, just enough time to make it back to the ship. I don't know how to leave her. It's like the waxy parts of my body have hardened to her shape. I kiss her and I kiss her. I kiss the hair that falls over her eyes and casts them in a weird golden light. I kiss her tense neck and her exquisite back. My kisses are landmines. I set them mindlessly, easy as humming, knowing that when I come back, they'll explode. Dismember, unearth bodies and quarries. We exchange numbers. I cling to her the way lunatics embrace new beliefs or dangle from trees. I leave. We'll see each other in less than 3 moons. 3 moons. Those are the words that leave my mouth.